You are watching a master at work.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever part of the day that you are tuning in, welcome to the all-new, brand-new Boogie 300 online radio show. First of all, I want to welcome myself back. Had to take a break, get some things in order, get my ducks in a row so I can bring it back to you bigger, better than ever. First of all, I'm Nate Boogie. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. If you listen to me before, thank you for the continued support. As usual, I got to set it out right. You can hit me up, 773-234-5078. You can call that number. You can text that number. Leave me a voicemail. Leave me a text. Whatever it is you want to do, hit me on that number. Always, you can hit me up on the email, theboogie300@gmail.com. Of course, we're social networking, facebook.com/boogie300. Also, you can check us out on Twitter, at boogie300. And if you want to follow me personally, it's at Nate Boogie. And of course, the Facebook page is facebook.com/IamNateBoogie. As usual, I got an awesome show lined up for you. The light-skinned folks. I don't know what's up with y'all, but y'all got a lot of beef going on. And I definitely want to address two light-skinned brothers in particular, Chris Brown and Drake. What's really going on? I'm going to get into that a little bit later on. But in addition to that, my big man, R. Kelly, might have himself in a little bit more trouble. This time it's financial, not little girlish. Hey, I call a spade a spade. I seen the video. Also, Basketball Wives, the most dramatic reality show on TV. Three of the most dramatic characters are about to get the boot, about to get put off the show. Find out who. But without further ado, welcome back. I'm back for good. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 online radio show. Let's go.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy, yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy, yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy, yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy, yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay. Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Build a house up on that ass, that's an ass state. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say yay, don't we do this every day, day. I worked them long nights to get a payday. Finally got pay, now I need shade and a vacay. And niggas still hating, so much hate, I need a AK.
Now we out Perry. Yeah, I'm Perrier-ing. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, Californicating. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised in.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Prime time, my top back, this pimp game, ho. I'm red leather, this cocaine, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm bill dropping, this Pac-Man, this pill popping ass, ho. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins need two coffins. All she wanted some heel money, all she needed some bill money. He take his time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two door, preference, roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake, so your Duncan Hines sit relevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go, wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo Swerve. With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Swerve. them come from? When them it comes to my song, it is the champion sound. The bugle that blows the many time, and it's still a one more time.
Let the suicide doors up. I threw suicides on the tour bus. I threw suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm fly to death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million or I'ma quit. Most rappers taste level ain't at my waist level. Turn up the bass till it's up in your face level. Don't do no press, but I get the most press, kid. Plus yo, my bitch make your bitch look like Precious. Talking about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't sell me apartment, I move in the lobby. Niggas is lawing just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and niggas enjoy.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands. Cut your girl, now your girl need a band-aid. Grade A, A1. Chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Co-signing by Louis Vuitton. Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound of this cost 4,000. I make it rain, she want more showers. Rain. Pouring. Foreign. All my cars is foreign. All my bras is foreign. Money tall like Jordan.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
That's the big homie Kanye West featuring Pusha T, Big Sean, and 2 Chainz with Mercy. Really feeling that joint. Anyways, Nate Boogie right here. It's the Boogie 300 online radio show. Hit us up 773-234-5078. Now, let's get back into the news. Drake, Big Sean, club, altercation. I don't know what's really happening. I'm going to just give you the rundown. Well, it seems that one night at the club, your boy Chris Brown was feeling real generous and wanted to send a peace offering to Drake. So he sends over a bottle of champagne to Drake. Drake sends a letter back saying, quote, "I'm effing the love of your life. Deal with it." Allegedly this was sent. So Chris Brown goes over to confront him. And, you know, I'm pretty sure if it would have been just Chris Brown and Drake, it probably would have went over a whole lot smoother. But we got entourages today. We got to show we tougher, that we the better light-skinned brother. And I don't know what transpired after that. Bottles were thrown. People got hit. It got ridiculous. Long story short, it got real ridiculous. And since then, the club WIP in New York City has been shut down. They're saying it's a code violation, but of course we know they probably got broken furniture every damn where. And Chris Brown, of course, he tweet-picked a picture of his gash under his chin. You know, his little light-skinned face all messed up. I keep saying light-skinned because there's something wrong with y'all. There's really something wrong with y'all. Y'all light-skinned brothers got a problem right now, and y'all need to get it together. You know, ain't been the same since El DeBarge. But, like I said, since then it's been real ridiculous. Of course, any and everybody who got touched in, you know, everybody rushing up out the club because they said there are bottles everywhere is getting their lawsuit ready. You know, oh, did I mention NBA player Tony Parker of the San Antonio Spurs happened to be in the club. He got a piece of glass in the eye, scratched his retina or something like that. But he said that he's only out for a week or two. Won't affect him playing in the Olympics this summer. So that's a good thing. But you got just regular club goers who have gotten hit, trampled on, everything else. And of course they're going to sue. And they might very well win. The crazy thing about all this is It seems like it's all been started because of one person and one person only who was not in the club that night, who hails from the country of Barbados, who goes by the name of Rihanna, who seems to have dated Chris Brown before, who seems to have dated Drake before. I think that's the problem, and I think Rihanna got both these brothers crazy, and I'm going to tell you why she got them going crazy. Three letters, A-O-D, ass on demand. And if nobody know what ass on demand is, it is this. Ass on demand is basically when you call that person and they come. Drake has ass on demand. Chris Brown has ass on demand. You know, probably on standby. But Rihanna is not that type of ass on demand. She kind of seems like that person who deals with you when she wants to deal with you. And Drake nor Chris Brown is used to that and has both of them crazy. That's the problem right there. I guarantee you, that's the problem between the two of them. I had her. She mine. Nah, she mine. Nah, she ain't neither one of y'all's. That's what it is. She got y'all both eating out the palm of her hand. Shout out to Rihanna. Keep doing your thing, baby girl. Anyways, when I come back, the big homie R. Kelly needs to pay up and pay up now, or he will be doing some jail time. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
Tell the DJ turn it up, bet the DJ bring it back. Tell him play that shit again. Tell him that you like that. Oh,
Trey, I ain't got but two reasons to be here, man. All the bottles pop a bottle.
I know it's somebody's birthday right now. It's somebody getting drunk too right now. Yeah. Catch me in the club like I own that bitch. Shawty dancing like she on that dick. Bad bitches never hold back. Send me a picture where your phone at.
I only came here for two reasons. I only came for
the bitches and the drinks. Uh-huh. Bitches and the drinks. Right. Bitches and the drinks for the bitches. Came for the bitches and the drinks. Uh-huh. Bitches and the drinks. Right. Bitches and the drinks.
Bitch, you came for.
Yeah. I see you tryna handcuff on the street.
Stop tripping, you can't control it like a freak.
Ain't nobody got a body like hers. Ghetto booty, but she came from the birds. Wow. Got a dark skinned girl dancing on me. Hey. Two white girls dancing on me. Bad yellow bone. Yeah, I'm in my zone. Wait, just keep coming back so you know me hella gone.
I only came here for two reasons.
Bitches and the drinks for the bitches. Came for the bitches and the drinks. Bitches and the drinks. Bitches and the drinks.
Baby, what you came for?
Baby, get your glass up.
Only came for the bitches and the drinks.
Baby, get your glass up.
That's what I came for.
I hit the club and by the bar. In VIP, just see my partners and a lot of broads. In such a G.I.B.J. pop them bottles, party hard. I'm done with the day, I'm looking for the more. All I do is turn up, ain't no do it, don't concern us. All this bubble kush, I burn up, smell some regular, it burn up. Turning corners, fish telling, out the parking lot, yelling. Vacate west side, eat a nine chicks trailing. Right behind us, been this way since we were minors. If it wasn't for the chicks, I've been this bitch, you wouldn't find us. Even way out in China, same thing, wanna came through the door, like here you go.
Bitches and drinks, bitches and drinks, bitches and drinks. You need to know what I came for. Bitches and drinks, bitches and drinks, bitches and drinks. You know what I came for.
Baby, get your ass up.
Only came for the bitches and the drinks.
Baby, get your ass up.
That's what I came for.
Hey girl, you heard what I said? Get your ass up. You hot, you cold, you Florida, Alaska, Chicago, Virginia, New York City. Houston, where the girls all thick. L.A., the Bay, tell your girl about this. Matter of fact, tell her hold you. Ooh, you know they fine up and down the Carolinas. Shout to every Tennessee when I'm down in Tennessee.
I only came here for two reasons.
Bitches and the drinks.
New music from the homie Trey Songz featuring T.I. is called Two Reasons. I'm really feeling that joint. Anyways, what up, y'all? Snake Boogie. It's the Boogie 300 online radio show. And before I go any further, I have to pause for the cause and give a big, big shout out to all the fathers. Happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. Yeah, I know I'm a little late, but such is life. You know, that's when I put the show out on Monday. But happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Fathers. And when I say fathers, I mean men. I don't mean women who had to raise a child by their lonesome. You know, I understand that and I respect that. But a father can't be replaced any more than a mother can be replaced in my eyes. You know, it's as simple as that. So happy Father's Day to the fathers, to the parents who had to raise a child by themselves and play the role of the mother and the father. Play the role. You know, that means you had to pull double duty. That doesn't make you a father. My heart goes out to you, though. But happy Father's Day to all the fathers, including myself, you know. Anyways, back up in here, my man R. Kelly. Back in trouble again. This time it's with the IRS. And when they come for you, they come for you full steam ahead. And they don't tend to lose very often. Yes, my man seems to have been not paying his taxes, long story short. I don't know what other better way to put it. 2005, he owes $1.4 million in taxes. 2006, $700,000 in taxes. 2007, $300,000 in taxes. 2008, $1.1 million in taxes. 2009, $173,000 in taxes. In 2010, right at $1 million. I don't even know if he's paid 2011, but all those years put together comes to a grand total of $4.8 million. Now, as soon as I hit seven figures, I'm hiring the best accountant I can find. I don't know what the hell these artists are doing, why they're always in tax problems or tax trouble. Maybe it's the media. Maybe the media is hyping it up. I know there are some rules behind taxes and how often you have to pay and blah this and blah that, but why? Why let a bill like that stack up? Furthermore, we know how in debt this country is. Now, riddle me this. You got Joe the plumber who makes $20,000, $30,000 a year who might not pay taxes. And you got this multi-million dollar recording artist making millions of dollars a year who's not paying taxes. Who you coming after first? Exactly. You going after the big fish. You going after the money that's going to get you out of debt the fastest. What the hell is up with these artists and not paying taxes? Like I said, once I hit that seven-figure mark, I'm going shopping for accountants that day. Make sure my taxes is paid. I'm going to put a clause in there. If taxes ain't paid because of an error on your behalf, your ass is paying them out of your pocket. Simple as that. Simple as that. Now, I'm off that. Check this out. This week's Fresh Take artist, straight from Memphis, Tennessee. His name is Chrome Corleone. Check him out right here. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 online radio show.
Saying that don't need no support, cause she worth six figures. Always looking fly like she on the runway. And she work two jaw, hit church Sunday. Her head on straight, she ain't thinking one way. She know how to treat a man, she know how to make him stay. She'll cook, she'll clean, never ask for anything. Got a cute little smile, never drawing up a scene. Keep a BFF on point 14. She a boss.
She got a baby doll face with a Megan Fox waist. Keep her hair did independent every day. Bills on time, cause she all about a grind. She a freak in the bed, but a lady in the street. She a boss. She a top notch chick. She a top notch chick. Go to work on time. She'll never call in. She stay switching cars from the Jag to the Benz. Got her own little house. Keep a lot of bad friends. Talk like a boss. Even walk like a boss. Got a style like a boss. And she love to show off. Got a stunning shades on. All she wear a Darion. And she don't need no man. Talking about he put her on. She ain't never insecure. She can handle that alone. She'll take down your number and she might not even call. She got money she can flash with a J-Lo. He got trying to holler, but they got to break cash. She gon' walk and bang roll. Make them lame mad. Keep a pedicure right. Yeah, that smelling tight. Never smell like onion ring. Baby powder all night. You a fool if you think that you can get her. She'll hit the damn floor like a man ain't with. She got a baby doll face with a Megan Fox waist. Keep her hair and nail dead, independent every day. Pay her bills on time, cause she all about a grind. She a freak in the bed, but a lady in the street. She a boss.
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 She a top notch chick. She a boss.
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 She a top notch chick.
She smells good, look good, feel good. Smell good, look good, feel good. She smell good, look good, feel good. She a top notch chick. Yeah, she a boss. She smell good, look good, feel good. She smell good, look good, feel good. She smell good, look good, feel good. She a boss. She a boss. Yeah.
That was this week's Fresh Take Artist of the Week. Chrome Corleone, representing Memphis, Tennessee. Artist, if you're interested in becoming the week's Fresh Take Artist of the Week, email me a press kit with your music to theboogie300@gmail.com. Once again, that's theboogie300@gmail.com. I want to help you get out there. I want to help you expose yourself. And in return, you can help me expose myself. You know, anyways, Nate Boogie right here. It's the Boogie 300 online radio show. You can hit me up 773-234-5078. Follow us on Twitter at Boogie 300 or at Nate Boogie. Facebook as well. Facebook.com/Boogie300 or Facebook.com/I am Nate Boogie. Now, as I get into the final segment of this show, which is centered around probably one of the most controversial exploiting reality TV shows out right now, Basketball Wives. It seems that Shawni O'Neal, ex-wife of Shaquille O'Neal, is giving the boot to three of the characters. It's still not officially been released by VH1, but I guess this is just in the rumor mill, so take it with a grain of salt. Jennifer Williams, of course, used to be married to Eric Williams, I believe, so she's not a wife. Basically, it's been called dead weight, and I believe the translation of that is that she has lawsuits pending against the show, so she's trying to take some money out of somebody's pockets from as far as the show goes. So of course they're gonna get rid of her. Also, Keisha Nichols, I don't even know who the hell that is, but they said she didn't bring anything to the show. Translation, she didn't keep up enough bullshit. I mean, let's just call it what it is. If you don't keep up enough stuff, who's gonna want to watch you? We don't go to Basketball Wives to see who's getting along this week. We going to see who's fighting, who did what. Now think about when I said we, because I don't watch that show. I just can't. Matter of fact, I'll tell you about the time that I did watch it. I watched it and I think I said seen within the first 15 minutes. You know how when somebody new comes on the screen, they show their name and you know who they are or how they're supposed to be related to the show. None of them were wives. Some were girlfriends, some were ex-girlfriends. ex-wives and some were ex-girlfriends. I'm like, seriously? Ex-girlfriends? Wow. Yeah. Anyways, also, Royce Reed, nobody basically wanted to tape with her. I guess she kept up enough nonsense. I don't know. You know, but they said nobody wanted to tape with her. And in addition to that, she couldn't even say the baby father's name, which was Dwight Howard of the Orlando Magic. She can't even say his name or she gets sued. So what's the point of you being on the show? Anyways, I think Shawnee O'Neal really hit the nail on the head with the show as far as making money off of it, but I think she needs to come up with another idea as to how to make money other than to exploit her black women, because in my eyes, that's what she's doing, you know. And yeah, I think she needs to find a new idea. That's a wrap, y'all. I'm out of this thing. I've enjoyed rocking with you as I do each and every week. Last but certainly not least, before I get out of here, I want to give a big, big rest in peace shout out to somebody who really never knew what he was doing when he was doing it, and probably never seen his life going in the light that it did. I want to give a big rest in peace shout out to Rodney King. Story is very speculative. Don't really know what's going on with it, but I want to give a big rest in peace shout out to him. Changed the nation forever. I can't say it's for the good, I can't say it's for the worst, but he did have an effect on the society today, you know, 20 years later after the incident happened. Also, a big rest in peace shout out to Miss Yvette Wilson. She lost her battle with cervical cancer. If you don't remember Yvette Wilson, she was in Moesha. She was on the Parkers. And she will be dearly missed. So rest in peace. Shout out to both of those. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers once again. Shout out to my lovely daughter, Lil Boogie. I love you. Make sure you hit us up, 773-234-5078. You can also email us, theboogie300@gmail.com. Y'all have a safe and prosperous week. Live every day at 100 miles an hour, and I'll see you next Monday. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Peace.